stories, teachings, and guidance. Welcome to the Women's Moon Wisdom Podcast with your host, Rebecca Rankin.
Welcome to the Women's Moon Wisdom Podcast, where we celebrate and empower women on their wellness journey. I'm your host, Rebecca Rankin, and today's episode is all about a key ingredient for a thriving life, self-compassion. Before we dive in, I want to acknowledge that I can feel my inner 20-year-old self rolling her eyes at me, thinking, right, here we go, another monologue on how peace, love, and positive affirmations are going to fix all of life's problems. Truthfully, my younger self was a bit of a skeptic, and I'll admit, had a fiercely harsh inner critic that I like to just call being a perfectionist. I could have used probably a lesson or two on self-compassion then, but alas, if it came easy to me back then, I probably wouldn't have had as big of an inner transformation. And if I didn't experience that transformation, I certainly wouldn't have been able to create an episode for you. So here we are. And I share this that over the years, I have seen how I have helped shift the tone of voice that I use with myself for the better. Am I perfect? No, of course not. And I don't try to be. If you could be it in my head when I break or spill something, it's like I'm a 7-year-old again and being scolded only by myself. But then I recognize that the way I'm treating myself is not needed and give myself a little bit of grace when I slip up. But rather than harshly judging yourself and criticizing yourself for perceived inadequacies, self-compassion means that you're kind to yourself when things don't work out how you want them to, or when you're in the face of personal struggles. After all, no one ever said that you have to be perfect. The more you can see that imperfection, suffering, failure, they're all part of our shared human experience, well, the more you can see that, the more compassion you'll have for yourself and also for everyone else. So today we'll explore why self-compassion is crucial for your well-being, and I'll share some practices that can help you cultivate it in your life. So understanding self-compassion. So what exactly is self-compassion? It's more than just self-esteem or self-care. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, with the same understanding that we would offer a friend. Compassion is when we recognize someone's suffering in some way and we're moved by their suffering, right? And rather than judging them, you have a greater understanding and kindness, and you have this desire to help in some way. Now, self-compassion is the same, only towards yourself. So when you're having a difficult time, or you don't like something about yourself, instead of just sucking it up or ignoring your pain, you stop to tell yourself, this is really difficult right now. Like, how can I comfort and care for myself in this moment? And in a world that often sets high expectations for women, practicing self-compassion becomes a really powerful tool for navigating life's challenges. And another way to think of it is what self-compassion is not. Right? Self-compassion is not self-pity. Self-compassion is not self-indulgence. And self-compassion is not self-esteem. So self-compassion is basically about wanting what's best for yourself, for your health, and for your overall well-being. When you're kind to yourself, you're more likely to step up and make the changes you need in life. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, self-compassionate folks are okay with admitting when they mess up, tweaking any bad habits, and tackling new challenges head on. So here's the deal. Being self-compassionate is like having a solid backbone for your self-worth. It keeps you steady and less likely to get dragged into comparing yourself to others or feeling self-conscious in public. Plus, it helps dial down those moments of stewing in your own thoughts, right? Getting all worked up or even just being closed off to new ideas. Self-compassion isn't just about being nice to yourself. It's also linked to emotional intelligence. There's a Buddhist parable of the second arrow. So anytime something bad happens, it's like being hit by two arrows. The first arrow is the painful thing that happened. The second arrow is our reaction to that bad thing that happened. So the first arrow is inevitable, while the second arrow is optional. And I'm sure there are many instances that you have aimed that second arrow at yourself. Like me, just the other day, this happened for me. So at the time of this recording, I am working on developing a cyclical living self-care app. So basically an app that takes the cyclical living self-care course that I have, so cyclical like yoga, meditation, breath work, journaling, all those practices to sync up with your cycle, and I'm compiling it into a easy to use app. So in my mind, I was really set on releasing it and launching the app on leap day. I just picked that day somewhat arbitrarily because I thought it would be just a really fun day to release and launch this app. Well, as I started to create and develop it, there was more and more that I wanted to add to it and fine tune it. And soon I realized like there was no way I was going to meet my deadline. Like no way. And so the first arrow hit, that was me realizing I wasn't going to meet my deadline. And then I go and just hit myself with the second arrow when my inner self-critic came out and I started beating myself over why I didn't accomplish it. Like all, I should have put more time in. I should have not done those fun things. I should have been more studious and sat down to create the app. And thankfully, after many cups of calming tea and a few cold plunges later, I could give myself the grace to just accept that things didn't go as planned, and that's okay. What I find like really interesting with self-compassion is that there's actually research out there that talks about the benefits of self-compassion, right? Research suggests that it positively impacts our emotional well-being, our physical health, and our relationships. Even just the fact that self-compassion is shown to help reduce stress, help reduce anxiety, depression, and self-compassion in a way becomes just this cornerstone of holistic wellness. And there's a great study done on self-compassion by Dr. Kristen Neff, which I'll link to in the show notes. In the study, she identified kind of three elements of self-compassion. The first element being self-kindness versus self-judgment. And that self-compassionate people tend to understand that being imperfect, failing, having difficulties is part of life. And therefore, they tend to have a more gentler approach with themselves versus those, the self-judgment, right? When these life challenges are met either with ignoring our pain or being overly self-critical lends itself to even more suffering, hence the second arrow. The second element that she described about self-compassion is common humanity versus isolation. So the idea is that it's knowing that as humans, we will all go through difficulties and recognizing that that's a shared human experience rather than something that only happens to me, right? You can see how isolating that can feel. That feeling of I'm the only person suffering or I'm the only person making mistakes when that's just isn't the case. As human beings, we are all going through our own difficulties or own mistakes that we're making and learning from those mistakes. And the third element of self-compassion is mindfulness versus over-identification. So self-compassion is a mindfulness practice of our negative emotions, right? It's the balance of not ignoring our feelings nor letting them blow out of proportion. All right, let's break it down. Like mindfulness is all about having an open mind without judging or trying to push away any thoughts or feelings that pop up. But here's the kicker. You can't really show compassion for your pain if you're busy ignoring it, right? So at the same time, mindfulness reminds us not to get too wrapped up in our own thoughts and emotions, especially when they're on the negative side. It's like keeping your cool when things feel like they're spiraling out of control. So let's go back a little bit to talk about just the benefits of being self-compassionate. So self-compassion has shown reduced stress and anxiety. Self-compassion is like giving yourself a big hug when things get tough. It's about being gentle with yourself, especially when you're facing challenges or things don't go as you planned. It reduces our perceived stress. Even just by being kind to ourselves, we dial down the anxiety and feel just the inner calm and the acceptance that just makes everything feel a little bit lighter. Improved mental health. You know, it's no secret that women deal with a ton of societal pressures and expectations. All that noise can really mess with your head, leading to some serious negative self-talk and feelings of not being good enough. And here's the thing, by being kinder to ourselves, we start seeing ourselves in a better light. And guess what? That means less risk of falling into the pits of depression or even having low self-esteem. Another benefit, enhanced emotional regulation. Giving your emotions the green light, no judgments attached. When you're okay with what you're feeling and you validate it, that's when the transformation happens. You start building up this superpower called emotional resilience. And self-compassion, it's like your personal cheerleader nudging you to treat yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when it comes to how you feel. Right? So instead of riding the roller coaster of emotions on full blast, you start finding just that little sweet spot where you react maybe a little bit more calmly and with a little bit better balance. Right? Our next benefit, greater relationship satisfaction, is another wonderful benefit of self-compassion. So when you're good at showing up for yourself, when you're good for showing yourself love and understanding, well, think of it. It just spills over into your relationships too. Right? Self-compassionate folks, they've got this knack for treating themselves with the same TLC that they give to others. And for women especially, that's gold. It means you're better at drawing lines in the sand, speaking your mind, and setting boundaries, building up those healthy connections with your partner, with your family, with your friends. It's just that secret ingredient for a stronger, more meaningful relationships. And the last benefit that we'll talk about with self-compassion, increased motivation and self-improvement. Now, contrary to common belief, self-compassion does not equate to complacency or self-indulgence. Nope, it's not about being lazy or being overly indulgent. Actually, it's quite the opposite. For women, it's about owning up to your imperfections while still aiming for the stars. It's like having that motivational speaker inside your head, like pushing you to be better while giving you a big dose of understanding when you stumble. And guess what? Like that inner support system, it's like fuel for your goals. It keeps you going. It helps you bounce back from setbacks and ultimately helps you reach new heights of personal growth and achievement. Now, let's lean into some practices for cultivating self-compassion. Self-compassion for a lot of us is a really radically new way of relating to ourselves. Right? And there are a few tips to practicing self-compassion that are important to keep in mind for those who are new to it and those who are experienced practitioners alike. Remember, self-compassion is a practice of goodwill, not good feelings. Okay, so how can we cultivate self-compassion in our daily lives? Well, honestly, it starts with mindful self-awareness, acknowledging our thoughts and feelings without judgment. In other words, in order to be less critical and harsh toward ourselves, we have to be mindful that it's even happening. We have to first develop an awareness of our inner narrator. So I invite you for this practice. A few days this week, set an alarm on your phone, right? Let it go off maybe at noon. And when it goes off, take a few minutes to reflect and jot down, like grab a journal, jot down your self-critical moments. And also jot down if you remember at any point where you practiced self-compassion. Note that too. Right? And then a few times this week at the end of the day, grab your journal again and take some time at the end of the day to note if there was a moment you practiced self-compassion in your life. Write it down. And then just notice if it changed the trajectory of your day. Right? Did you feel better? Maybe did you feel calmer, more content? Like, were you more patient with yourself or were you more patient with someone else in your life as a result of just being more compassionate with your own self? Perhaps, did you notice any natural physiological responses? Like, did you breathe a little bit more deeply? Did you breathe a little bit slower? Maybe you felt less tension, maybe even a little bit more ease in your body. And just take note of these things each time that you sit down to do these awareness practices. Right? Take this scan, this time to really acknowledge how this shows up in your life. And the more that you do it, the more that you're going to see that the tone of voice you use with yourself is going to shift. And as you journal about these times, see if you can just track them over the course of a few months, let's say, and start to see if there are any cyclic patterns showing up, right? Noticing self-compassion and where you are within your cycle. Even if you aren't cycling for whatever reason, you are still a cyclical being. So see if you can recognize any cyclic patterns in how you treat yourself, how you talk to yourself. Then that might just be even more of a reminder to give yourself a bit of grace. Perhaps you can see a difference in the tone of voice you use with yourself and how critical you are, depending on where you are in your cycle. Maybe it shifts in your follicular phase versus your luteal phase. Perhaps you notice it comes easier maybe in your follicular phase and you feel the more self-critical things happens in your luteal phase, right? The days leading up to your next period. Perhaps you start to see some cyclical shifts, cyclical patterns. And when you become more self-aware, you may find that you're better able to choose a kinder tone of voice to use with yourself. And for those of you who practice yoga or any movement practice, really, I invite you to see if you can practice self-compassion throughout it. Like even when you're challenged, even when you might not have as much energy as you did last week, maybe even when you're stumbling, maybe even when your body isn't performing as you expected, can you still be kind with yourself? See if those little ways that you can just start to play a little bit more with the intentionality of self-compassion. And a reminder, we are all trying our best in this life. And while thinking critical thoughts about ourselves or our actions can seem like a motivating thing to do or a way to prevent us from getting hurt, being critical and judgmental of ourselves actually just causes more suffering. Paying attention to how we talk to ourselves can be a key way to unlock our patterns of thinking. Showing care and concern for the parts of us that are struggling can help us to positively transform the relationship we have with ourselves. And I get it. Of course, practicing self-compassion comes with its own set of challenges. Like perfectionism and self-criticism can be formidable obstacles. And remember, this is a lifelong practice. And it's just that it's a practice, not a perfect. Remember, it's about the journey, not the destination. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on how you can incorporate self-compassion into your life. The more we practice self-compassion, the more radiant and resilient we become. We can remind ourselves that we are perfectly imperfect humans doing our best, and that no matter what, we are worthy of love, we are worthy of acceptance, and we are worthy of encouragement. So in the show notes, I am going to include a guided meditation that I love, a loving kindness meditation. It is a beautiful practice. It's one that I do all the time. I'm going to include that as a free offer for you. Use that. It's a beautiful tool to kind of help you continue to practice self-compassion. Oh, and hey, want to experience an immersive, transformational women's retreat grounded in self-compassion? Well, join me at Empower Her Camp this August. I'll share the link in the show notes with all the details. This weekend retreat will give you the tools, practices, and rituals to release self-limiting beliefs and really step into your life with a deep sense of purpose. So thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Women's Moon Wisdom Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's a zero-cost way to support us. And until then, be kind to yourself and embrace just the radiant woman you are.